time for another piano puzzler. Composer and pianist Bruce Adolph is here. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. So it could be something like Take Me Out to the Ball Game in the style of Aaron Copland, or a familiar tune, a children's song, or a Broadway tune, or even a familiar tune from the world of classical music, and he rewrites it in the style of a composer. We get a listener on the phone whose job it is to name the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. David Hempling is joining us from San Francisco. David, welcome.
Thank you. Hello, Bruce. Hello, Fred.
David, what's your musical background?
Oh, gosh. I played piano through my teens. I sang in men's choruses through college and 10 years outside of college. And for the past 14 years or so, I've been an avid subscriber to the San Francisco Symphony. So I listen to a lot of music.
Yeah, great band there with Michael Tilson Thomas.
Absolutely. When he's on the podium, they are on fire.
Well, let's see if all that listening to Michael Tilson Thomas and the San Francisco Symphony will help you recognize the style of a composer here. And there's going to be a tune buried in here as well. And David, I don't know what's coming either, so if you need some help, I can attempt to help you out with one or both of those.
Okay.
Okay, David, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Bingo!
Hey, you got it.
Well, that was easy. David, well done.
That was quick. I like the idea that knowing it makes you say bingo. Because I always want to say bingo when people get other tunes too.
So, David, should I give you a minute to catch your breath?
What about me?
You know, that piece reminds me of... Got a piece I used to play when I was a kid. It was a left hand. It was a da 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 da.
Well, this is based on something that you need two hands to play. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Maybe three.
I'm not quite sure.
Well, maybe I should start it again. And the way you think about it, I maybe not play the whole thing, but I'll play some of it. That's some of it. Now, you know, the funny thing is, I can imagine somebody thinking, oh, virtuosic, and not thinking of this composer. But this composer did write some very challenging keyboard works, and this is actually based on one of them.
It might be Bach?
It is Bach.
Oh, good.
First guess, Johann Sebastian Bach.
Yeah, I would love to have seen what neurons were firing when you said, might it be Bach? Because, you know, it is based. Actually, I had a hard time playing this because it's so close to the Bach, and I learned the Bach when I was a child. So that this, it actually does that.
Right.
That's how Bach wrote it.
Yeah. And I had... See, I still want to do it. I have to keep changing it. But now we're back. See, the whole piece by Bach is based on the idea of this.
Right. Those runs.
And this little gesture is actually not hard. That's why kids learn it, because you could go like this and
right.
then just shake your hand. So it's not so difficult. And the funny thing for me, when I'm playing these things, if it's a hard one, I have to also not laugh, because all these little things are different that make it worse than it would be if it were actually the piece itself. You know, harder to play because it's wrong, you know.
Well, David, you got the tune, you got the composer, and it's too bad you didn't enjoy yourself doing the piano puzzle this week. David Hempling from San Francisco. And David, how do you hear the piano puzzler?
I get it through the podcast.
Well, David, thank you so much for joining us to play this week's piano puzzler.
Well, thank you guys very much. I had a great time.
Oh, we had a great time too. And Bruce, we'll do it again next week.
Bye, Fred.
American Public Media.